Heading back to school? Head to DSW first and save up to 25% on select styles from big deal brands. Score major savings on must-have shoes and accessories from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Reebok, Hey Dude, and Under Armour. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. Whether you're prepping for the kids' first day back or just for a busier calendar, get up to 25% off A-plus styles for women, men, and kids at your DSW store or DSW.com for a limited time.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
And welcome back to the show. I'm Ryan Renker, filling in for Mark Reardon. We have the video feed up. It is live if you want to go watch us on there, if you want to find me on Twitter at Ryan Recker. Joining us now is a professor emeritus at the University of Chicago. He writes a regular article for the Spectator magazine, Real Clear Politics, among others. Charles Lipson, thank you so much for joining us.
Truly my pleasure.
One of your latest articles, The Telegraph, there was at Columbia, Trump has won a major victory for Western values. So let's talk about college campuses, the way they sit today. College kids, they're not back to campus. Do you think much is going to change by the time they step onto the campus here in about a month? Or do you think it's going to be business as usual and we'll see how the universities react to it?
I think it's going to be change. There will be changes, but I think you've nailed the key to it, which is how will university administrators react to it? The humanities, the English department, the history department, and so forth, and what I'd call the soft social sciences like anthropology, as opposed to the more mathematical social sciences. Those, the humanities and soft social sciences are really very far left now, and they will resist anything that administrators do to prevent all this anti-Semitism and repression of free speech. But my sense is that not only will the Department of Education in the Trump administration under Linda McMahon, will they push back hard, but that the settlements that you're beginning to see at Columbia, and I think you'll see at other Ivy League schools, really will get the attention of senior administrators.
Mm. Can I tell you a trend in college I didn't recognize until, about two decades later? When I was going to school, this would have been in the early 2000s, we had certain classes where teachers, the professors rather, would say, we'll give you extra credit if you go see the speaker. And for me, for the most part, I would do all the coursework. I would do the best I could. I would rarely study for tests, but I would pay attention to everything. So I was a solid B student. So the extra credit was always very appealing to me. So I would go see all the speakers that the professors would want you to see. Well, later I thought back and I was wondering, oh, wait a minute, the speaker they wanted us to see, and it was one after another. It was about white people are bad. And, we have to look at this, the plight of this, the plight of that. It was always social justice speakers. And I realized, wait a minute, they were doing this on purpose. They were trying to indoctrinate me. It didn't work, but I didn't recognize it till 20 years later. And I thought, this has been going on for so long, maybe we just didn't have a word for it.
I think that that you've nailed it. I'm going to have to mark you down, though, from a B to a C. Actually, one of the things that's happened is that You remember in the very old days, you may have seen it in the movies and so forth, there was something called a gentleman C. That actually became a B. And at places like Harvard, I think it's on the order of over 95% of the students who major in things like gender studies get an A. And it's just, can you repeat the ideological claptrap of your teachers? This is not education. This is repetition of an ideology. And it's made worse by the fact that there's no real pushback. Students, even if they're ultimately going to come out as progressive or on the left or come out as conservative, they ought to hear different viewpoints. They ought to be exposed to the best arguments. If you only hear one side of things, how can you possibly know what a good argument sounds like?
Well, I guess for me, it was a different viewpoint. For everyone else, mm-hmm. it was, you know, right down the line. I remember there was one guest speaker, and I can't remember his name. I think he was a very popular Native American, and he mm-hmm. would basically come on and talk about how white people are bad. And I remember how it was a pretty large auditorium and people were packed in there. I'm guessing there's a lot of extra credit given that night. And if someone stood up to leave, I remember he would like call them racist for leaving his speech. So this would have been some of the early impressions. I remember thinking this is kind of ridiculous, but I better not leave because I want that extra credit. And, you know, I sat through it. But now on college campuses today, anymore, they just do that in the classroom. You don't have to go see a speaker. They just do it right there from the podium.
Exactly. I don't think that, I went to school earlier than you, but I really couldn't tell what the ideology of my teachers was. I didn't teach that way. I often had a particular viewpoint. I don't know if you'd call it ideological or not. I was teaching international politics. But I would always say, rather than try to hide my ideology, I will tell you what it is, but you should feel free to disagree with me, and not only disagree with me in class, but disagree with me on the tests that you take, because I don't want just sheer repetition. In fact, there was one reason I didn't assign books and articles that I had written myself, because any smart student would just say, oh, I'm going to agree with the teacher, whether they actually agreed or not. By the way, I should say that the guy who you heard talking, who was a, quote, Native American, may or may not have been. There are a fair number of them who were pretending.
Because that's true. Wouldn't that be something? I can't say I did much investigating or thinking about him much until after the fact, when I started recognizing some of these things. I remember one classic
Cowabunga. Cowabunga, my friend.
Joining us here is Charles Lipson. And I think about, because I went to Central Michigan University, a state public university. And there was one professor I had, his name was Doug Brown, and it wasn't until, I don't know if it was my junior or senior year, it was towards the end of my college life there, where I started to realize, wait a minute, this isn't all left-wing garbage. Like it was one of those things that clicked all of a sudden. I remember hearing a different mm-hmm. viewpoint for the first time on a college campus. Now, keep in mind, I was also working part-time at like conservative radio stations to get experience. So I was listening to a mm-hmm. lot of talk shows and their opinions. That had an influence on me. But at the same time, I didn't see it on the college university. In fact, I remember one time I had Sean Hannity's book on campus, and people would come up to me because they thought I was reading it as a joke. And this is back when, you know, he was like brand new, this Sean Hannity guy.
Wow.
And they always thought it was like, okay, you're doing it because you want to mock them in some ways. So these things, I don't know why I didn't pick up on this later. You're right. I probably was a C student and didn't realize it.
Well, you know, Stephen Colbert actually did do that as a kind of mockery of Bill O'Reilly. That was when his show was actually funny, but on Comedy Central. But that's also one of the things that we see. I want to say that on campus, I wouldn't say that it's a majority of students. I would say it's a very active minority, but that a lot of students just keep their head down. They don't want to be seen carrying a Sean Hannity book. They don't want to be subject to the harassment that would go with it. So I just think that this is, and by the way, this doesn't start in college. It now starts in middle school. And these students come in to college having spent 4 to 6 years of this kind of indoctrination. I just think it's wrong. It's wrong educationally, and parents don't like it. And they're voting with their feet. They're moving to different states, and they're demanding choice for their children in where they go to school.
Yeah, and even
at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
When the kids are very young, we see this in major cities. I mean, this is almost like widespread. I don't even know if it's a left or right thing. It might be just more how terrible our education system could be in the public school system. But you're looking at third and fourth graders that don't know how to read yet. And we're talking a majority of them in a lot of places, and sometimes a wide majority of them. And these are the type of things you're like, okay, you can't get the fundamentals right. But this is the stuff that you're trying to introduce to them at a young age. That is just completely backwards.
I think you're exactly right. My general sense is that any institutions that don't have to compete are not very good. If your afternoon radio show is competing with all sorts of other things, not only other radio shows, but cable television and other kinds of things that people can do with their time. You have to be good, or A, you can't sell ads on your time, and you can't attract listeners. But schools don't have to do that. And so one of the things about school choice is not only it gives parents choice, but it forces public schools and other private schools to compete with each other.
Well, if there is some sort of, let's see, diversity quota, then you don't have to compete. You just have to be the one in that category and maybe get some money in some of these
boy,
instances.
Are we seeing pushback on that? And I'll the shoe that is about to drop on that. There's been a lot of diversity admissions to medical schools. And when people find out how bad that is and how much indoctrination takes place in what should be hard sciences, they are going to be shocked.
Well, if people wanted to look up your work, I know it's spread out over a lot of different places, but you have it on your website, nice little links to the articles. Where can they go?
They can go to Charles Lipson, L-I-P-S-O-N, one word, charleslipson.com. And easily sign up. Everything is free. I'm happy to send them articles, and they're the same articles that I publish in a variety of places. But I add some subheaders, some headlines inside the article, so you can just skip through it kind of quickly or see what's important to you. And I always have my email in there so people can write back with their own viewpoints. They can agree with me or they can just be wrong.
Charles Lipson, I tell you, the time flew by. Thank you so much for talking education with me. Really appreciate it.
I enjoy it very much. Good afternoon, St. Louis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.